It's exactly what we're going to talk about. That was Misfits' attitude. This is the funny part of the music industry, especially if you work for a service company like we do. Every day, you get one customer each day that phones in and have an attitude. Why is it? It's like trying to ruin your stupid career by having an attitude towards, especially, I mean, people, you don't know who you're talking to or anything. I mean, and you always have, like, these smart heads phoning in and like, yeah, I'm so cool, I'm so thing, I'm so that, and I'm, you know, and I'm gonna act like the Oasis Brothers. It's like, nobody gives a shit about the Oasis Brothers, and actually the career was probably ruined by the attitude. That's the thing. And probably, maybe they didn't have an attitude after... On the, you know, the only attitude they had probably had once on stage and on the media, and maybe behind the scenes they were really nice. You'd never know that, but probably they are stupid all over the place because they didn't make it that far. And this is kind of a interesting situation that I think there's so many. I have so many bands and so many artists that I wouldn't even lift my finger once to do something for because they have. You know, they have done something stupid with an attitude, called us up and just like just being rude and things like that. And I mean, that spreads out so bloody well in the industry. There's not so many people working. So usually, I was on a showcase gig 2 years ago down in Hultsfred at Rookie. And we were on the backstage area, on the VIP area, and there was a band playing, and one guy in booking agency says like, oh, this is kind of nice band, maybe I should go and talk to them. And the other guy next to me said like, no, they have really bad attitude, you don't want to work with these guys. And he's like, oh, too bad, then I won't go and talk to them. Actually, that band missed probably a booking contract because they have been attituding. Probably the guy who was standing next to us was the guy who was booking on the festival. They had been like really a pain in the ass, and that's why he said like, no, don't use them at all. And this is one of the things I don't think many of the artists understand, that you know, you don't do the extra things because in the pain in the ass. I mean, when we were throwing the CDs the other day, I found so many CDs, and some of the artists is like, oh, that one, oh, that, oh, she's like so stupid, or, oh, this band, oh, they're so darn bad. I mean, this just effect on your music. I mean, actually, yes, you should not be, you know, stamped all over the place. It's not that what we're talking about, but most people doesn't have any sense of common sense at all. There's like, it's like you're going ballistic over it, that, yeah, something is wrong. It's like the wrong picture is up, or, yeah, it's a misspelling on your song. Things like that, so small things can actually ruin your career just because you're an asshole. And I mean, you have to think twice, especially in the music industry, very much think twice before you do things, because one phone call and the wrong attitude can ruin your career, and that's the truth.